Okay, so today will be a short shiur. We have to go. So it'll be the beginning of Chazara. You have the Chazara questions here. Please take. Okay, Tein Divrei Mishnah Be'Erivin Vargei L'Shir Suda. So the Mishnah in Erivin talks about the Eruv Tchumin. Right, so you have the Mazon Shtei Seudos. And if we put the Mazon Shtei Seudos, that's Yikona Shvisa. And that's, so even though you're not really there, but you put the food there, it's as if you're there, and then you get the 2,000 Amos from there. So how much is the shear? Mazon Shtei Seudos. L'chol echad. So, so that's the story. The Mazon Shtei Seudos. So, what is this? What is this halacha? So, so if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Erevin, he also speaks about Mazon Shtei Seudos for Erev Chatzeros. So what is this? What is the shear? So so the Torah writes on page 7, and Eina wrote on the Torah l'hachshich sham, because you can't go to the end of the tchum. Yilech mibod yom, you go on Friday, yinich sham pas mazon shtei sudos, and you put mazon shtei sudos. Shir shtei sudos benin same shmona beitzim. So it's. So it's Shmona Beitzim. So that's the shear of Muslim. Shmei Sudas. Question whether there's 6 Beitzim or 8 Beitzim, and that's the shiv of, so you have this halacha lagabe Erev Tchumen, and you have it also by Erev Chatzeres, and Erev Chatzeres every person has to give some food. And then you have to give some food, and then you. But once you get it to 18 people, then you just give Mazon Shtei Seudos for no matter how many people there are. So if there are 1,000 people in the apartment building, you get Mazon Shtei Seudos for all the 1,000. But up till 18 people, you go for Shir Grogris per person. Which is 8 Beitzim or 6 Beitzim. And then we have a concept of a pras. There's a prusa, there's a half of that. Right? So then a pras would be what? Would be 4 Beitzim or 3 Beitzim. And then we have a concept of a chatzi pras, which is half of that. So achilas pras would be four beitzim or three beitzim. And then we have a concept of a chatzi pras, which is half of that. And as the Gemara says, that if you eat the chatzi pras of Dvarim Tmeim, that makes the person tamei. That's the psul gviya. That if you eat chatzi pras, that makes the food that will make the person tamei. Oh, so that's the. So that's the Gemara in Yuma on Payamid Beis. And the Rashi there, Dibur Matchil Chatzi Pras. And then the Tetchia Bodin Besudas Begrogris. Right, so we said that it's 18 Grogris, right, because that's the amount that you go per person for an Erev Chatzeres. Everyone gives a Grogris, till you hit 18. Once you hit 18, then that's the shear for 1,000 people even. You don't keep going 19, 20. Right. And then in Shulchan Aruch it says that question 5: what are the two days in Shulchan Aruch for the shear of Kazayis? So the 2 days are what? Either it's two Kazayisim or three. What? Tov Pevav Sif Aleph, yeah. Shir Kazayis Ish Omer Davichatzi Beitza, and then the Mogen of Ram has the other shir, right? That it's three Beitza. So this is an important Mogen of Ram. Yeah, on page 24 and 25. He says, Grogris HaVishlis Beitza. And then he says, it's Mil Rambam Kosha the Gimel Beitzim. He calls three Beitzim, then the Shia of two Beitzim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chatzi Beitza. Shir Kazayis Chatzi Beitza, that's two. And then he has the Mogen Avraham quotes the sheet of three. And the Mogen Avraham says, it's this Mogen Avraham, but there's a Mogen Avraham that says that it's that for Daraises, we've seen that Mogen Avraham in the Kosher Glover, that for Daraises we do the biggest shear, so it's two Zaysim. And for the Rabbanans, we say it's a third of the basis, so three zeis. Then we had the Mishnah. You have Yeralf?
Yeah. Let's see, to the verb one
second. Yeah.
A third of an egg is 30 olives.
Right, so those are the two opinions. Whether the three zaysim in a beitza or two zaysim in a beitza.
Well, the problem here only came to say that it's papot me, papot ktsad me, the zaysim papot ktsad me, the fact of being so.
Right.
He means that it's a sin.
Yes, so that's the Kasha Golden Kolb, the Magen Avraham, the two opinions. Now, when we had a packet in Aleph, the Mishnah about Erev Mayim, that so we discussed there's a concept of Erev Chatzeres with two Mazon Shtei Sudos and Erev Tchumen with that shear, but there's certain things that you can't use for an Erev, and one of them is Mayim and Melech. Right, because those things don't satiate. And then those things don't satiate. So things that don't satiate, you can't use. So that's the Mishnah here. An Erevim, a Kol Marvin Mishtatvim, can make an Erev Chatzeres, and everything Chutz Min HaMayim U'Min HaMelech. And the Gemara says, because they're not Zon. That's Zon. So then we saw the famous Halachas Ketanos. It says that on Yom Kippur, if you drink water on Yom Kippur, it's only a Nisid Rabbon. Right? Which is a tremendous Chiddush. Right? It's a tremendous Chiddush. But he says, based on that same idea, that so he says you wouldn't be chayiv karis. That's the so they point out, according to this, it would come out that if somebody has to drink on Yom Kippur, like Rabbi Woman points out and say, for then he dafka should have water over what? Over oranges, if you assume like the halachas ketanis. If you don't assume like the halachas ketanis, then not. As Rabbi Kyle was saying from Rav Miller, that he said Rav Miller told people, what, pregnant women, to dafka get the Powerade over the water.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. But that's going to be a
We'll see.
So that's the. But if you hold like the halachas ketanas, then not that way, because halachas ketanas says that water is not chayv karis. Orange juice, you would be chayv karis for orange juice. So might as well always be might in the Issa.
If you're having proper kefir anyway, so then why does it matter if something like, if you had it, you could have cut it. If you
only... Still, you do a kal tchila. That's the question the Rishonim ask. Is there still a din of a kal tchila when you're having pachas mochas? So if you assume there is, because you still want to have a smaller chiv. And the Michas Elozer discusses this shuva. And it's not so pashut. I mean, first they quote the Halachas Ketanos is a Rambam and in the Perish Mishnayos. On page 5. In Rashi Yadova Zahir El Machon Lamayim Lamelach Einam Min Amazonas. He says, "Mayim and melech are not mazin. He malichem hamazon lemekomos hayiduos. They just cause the mazon to go different places in the body, but they themselves are not mazon. So this Rambam, the Perish Mishnayos, is one of the sources that he quotes Well, it's not Mishnah, but that's the Rambam is explaining the Mishnah. And the Rabbeinu Hananel on page 9 and 10 says a similar idea. Shein amayim sodim kemine machal. Igesh diyosin ke'ein refuahi. It's not so, it's just like a refuah. That's why the shiur for chotzah on Shabbos, it depends on the particular thing. The shear from Chotzah on Mayim is the same shear of Refuah. Motzi Yayin is Mayim Kedeloshav Behemas Akimor. Mayim is the, how much Mayim do you have to be Motzi, to be Chayiv on Chotzah, is the amount of water you would want, you would put in the medicine. The amount of water you would put in the medicine, the eye medicine. So it's interesting that Rabbeinu Hananel says that why does water have the shear about medicine? He says that's the point, because water is just like medicine. It's really not food. Yeah, it's a big chiddush. But Halachas Ketanas says this chiddush. And then there's a tshuva from the Minchas Elazar, where he quotes this. And then he discusses what we discussed yesterday about Mezigas. So Emory Lachil Mutal Lachatkila, also mind the rice, Chayav and Makaris, Hey Chashu Lumzog Vamayim. So as they said, you could have chometz, right, you could have, so then they even put water in it, right? They even put water in it, right? We saw yesterday that they put water in the chometz, right? When this year we spoke about the roke, right? But how could you put water in? So the answer is, if you put water in, that's going to, it must be the water you're not chayiv in. So he said, no, you can't bring a raya for that, because the water, once it comes into the chometz, then it's part of the chometz, really. Because chometz not chayiv, so the water wouldn't be a separate entity. But in Hanami, if water is a separate entity, then Taka, he would be chayiv. And then he says he's not so sure it's right. Well, ain't right, he said, the ain't behem isser, says the Minchas Elazar. Karaj, we should be ain't a mozen klal. Yedu chach be rofim. Sheesh be maim har be chalokim. The mezen ha'adam. He says, it's not true. There are things, nutrients in the water. So he doesn't like this. And he says, like, by eating kemohim and pitrios, right, you can't be ma'ariv with kemohim and pitrios. That's what? Mushrooms? So no one's going to say that if you have a mushroom in your kippah, you're not chayiv. So you see that that the shear of Erev and Yom Kippur are not halachos Hatalia. Okay, so we did the first 8 questions. Okay, I apologize, I have to leave early today. Tomorrow we'll continue. Okay, and then, we'll tell you when the Bechina is, when the Limud is going to be. I think it's going to be Hilchas Tachanun. What are they doing? Hilchas Tachanun.
Okay.
For the
whole semester or just the first?
No,
not for the whole semester. Yeah, I think it's
final.
There's a season between after Shabbos during the month of Cheshvan. That's what I thought the show.
Right. So I think it's an interesting topic. You know, everyone's pilfering about Tachanun. You know, to say it, we don't say it, you do say it. And usually people never sit down learning Hilchas Tachanun.
Did we say it today?
What?
Did we say it today?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, you test this today.
Yeah.
I know, it is a big yantif. Okay. So I apologize.